Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown, Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
They kind of are doing whatever they want with the running game. I'm almost jealous. I'm like, I want to get out there and run through one of them holes, man. Like, this is too good. I'm missing out.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
Freddie Gibbs.
Probably have at least 45 Bears jerseys alone. Like, man, I'm a real Bear, man. I really do this.
Clearly.
I do have a peanut jersey as well. I got one of those. I got a Matt Forte. Hey, man, I got like 50 Bears jerseys.
That's amazing. We have Matt Forte on every week here. We adore that man. That is
love Matt Forte.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs was on the show yesterday, and he was talking about how much he loved Matt Forte along with everything else. It was kind of dope to get his perspective on what it's like to be a Bears fan and how crazy it was over at Soldier Field. Like, Soldier Field was littered with celebrity Bears fans. Common was there. I think Chance was there. Freddie was. It was wild. And then the Bears alumni was out, too. It was a lot of fun. Big Ann Heron is sitting in for Spiegs on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And we get a chance to talk with our guy, Matt Forte. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Matt, thanks for joining us, as per usual. We appreciate it. Look, you have been spot on and very transparent in your feelings about what happened in 2010 and 2011 and how you guys let the Packers into the playoffs and you regretted letting them into the playoffs. How satisfying was Saturday night for you?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
First and foremost, what's up, fellas? And, man, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good week, man, because, you know, I just not only personally appreciate the win and in the fashion that they did it in as well, even though obviously if we're being nitpicky, you know, you'd like to start better than that. But I feel like since the, you know, over the last few decades, you know, this rivalry has obviously been in their favor for the most part, we'll say that. And they have had something to brag on, rightfully so. And so it feels really good that we have this team put together and a coach who embraces the rivalry. And also, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the post-game handshake and all this other crap and the stuff that he says in the locker room. And the man, it's a rivalry, man. Like, he's fully embraced it. I love it. You know, nobody said anything when, you know, other players, you know, like such as Aaron Rodgers talk about they own the Bears and just the stuff, you know, it's funny how when the shoe's on the other foot, how it looks. So I'm relishing in it. So, you know, y'all can hate all you want. I love it.
There's a lot to love about it. And if you take us back to your playing career and Lovey's demeanor, personality, very different from Ben Johnson. How did Lovey go about trying to make sure you guys recognize the importance of the rivalry with the Bears and the Packers?
Yeah, I think Lovey was just more straightforward when it came to and then not that Ben is like roundabout. He was just a little more low key and just, you know, there was not a lot of hoopla when it came to it. He was like, look, y'all know what it is. And when he first, you know, was hired by the Chicago Bears, he said, you know, our goal is first and foremost to beat the Packers. That's what he said. And so, he had his mission and his mission statement, and everybody else fell in place when it came to that. And we knew that our goal is to beat them, and then you want to win the division, and then you want to win the NFC, and you want to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. So, you know, Lovey was more of that. That's not his nature or his character to be, like, really outspoken or, like, you know, charismatic and loud and all of that. But I mean, I remember games where we were getting beat at halftime, and it may be the Packers and or maybe a divisional game, something like that. And man, he'd come in at halftime and you'd see a whole different Lovey. And we would go out there and it would, you know, things would change. So, you know, he took the rivalry serious as well. It's just a different approach that he had. But I love, you know, how Ben is handling himself and how he has created a culture of his own and his own competitiveness, which is contagious. Like, you want guys who are the ultimate competitors to compete that way day in and day out, no matter what it is. I mean, you could be playing ping pong. You know, you want guys to really be the ultimate competitors each and every day so that, you know, the game is about matchups. It's full of matchups. And so that you take it really seriously and you win your matchups when you're out there one-on-one or being double team, whatever it may be.
So, Matt, you said that you love to see the Bears start a little bit earlier, and that makes complete sense. What are the things that in these games that we've seen them have these incredible comebacks, but some clunky starts? Is there anything that matches from game to game that you think that they could do a little bit better to get off to a better start?
Yeah, I just think, and sometimes it's just that's how games flow. You know, so you can't really put a pin on it sometimes that, you know, sometimes you're trying to figure out their defense. It's a chess match. It's not checkers. And sometimes it takes a whole half to figure out what holes you're going to hit in the defense and what, you know, opportunities you're going to exploit and take advantage of. And so it's easy to say, easier said than done to say, yeah, I want y'all to start fast. Sometimes it does take a little bit to be figured out. But at the same time, when you got Ben and his offense and the way he calls these plays and sets up other things, I think the execution aspect on early downs, like just being, you know, not trying to do anything crazy. Like, let's get positive yards on first and second down to make it third and manageable. And yes, that may be boring, but when you're chunking your way down the field, using the running game, using screens, short passes, play action, things like that, that's how you eliminate the you know, three and outs consecutively, or getting behind in the game, you know, like 21-3. But at the same time, I can appreciate that they haven't gotten behind due to a ton of, you know, physical mistakes or mental mistakes, or where they are turning the ball over, or pick sixes or fumbles and things like that.
Matt, it's a unique thing, probably more unique than I think a lot of sports fan bases realize, where not every fan base ends up experiencing having a quarterback who you always feel like your team is in the game. And especially for Bears fans, that hasn't been the case with quarterbacks for decades at this point, for the most part. What was your viewing experience like just in watching that game play out and never really having the door slammed on the Bears, knowing that Caleb has that potential to lead him back into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. It's special. We're watching something special. We're watching, you know, a guy who's a budding superstar, but as well as the supporting cast. You know, you're watching, you know, Colston Loveland come along and do what he's been doing. You know, early in the season, it was like, I honestly said it. I was like, where is he? And he's, you know, showing up, you know, in every drive that they have. And, you know, to see what he's doing as a quarterback, what Caleb is doing, it is unique. It is unique to know and to have that confidence that, man, this dude is clutch. And that I think it brings everybody up to a high standard, where this dude can make all the throws on the run, running the opposite way, running to the sideline where, you know, he's not left-handed and he's throwing it over there on point. The touch that he uses also, and the accuracy on these things. I think it's amazing to watch, and that the supporting cast, the receivers, the running backs, everybody around, just you raise your game up to where you don't want to disappoint in an aspect where everything goes well, and then you be the drop off. So, the competition and stuff like that breeds, you know, I think the best, and brings the best out of everybody, but also an elite play and execution level brings the best out of everybody all around as well.
Is there a player that you remember playing against, even, where they made plays and you were sitting there going, how did they make that play? Because when I watch some of this stuff, and we're talking about the best players in the world at the NFL level, and you're right, like seeing Caleb make that play where it's not just him delivering the ball, it's him delivering the ball, moving to his left with the Packers. That was their plan. They wanted to push him left, and he still throws a perfect ball on a gotta-have-it situation. Do you remember any players when you were playing that were like this, and you're like, man, I can't believe this guy did this?
Yeah, plenty of guys, and it would be frustrating because they'd be on the other side of the ball sometimes too. And, you know, Calvin Johnson, you know, we'd be playing them, and it's like, man, how can this guy just continue to make these plays? I know he's a big receiver, but he's catching everything in traffic, you know, double team, triple team, you know, and a guy like that was one. Adrian Peterson, you know, how is he getting around or breaking this many tackles and that explosive to be able to, you know, cut back and just nobody's able to get him? Who else? You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, some of the throws that he would make, and the guys of his supporting cast, like Jordy Nelson, who was in my draft class as well. You know, they would, do these crazy things where, you know, they just are, they're never out of it and they're always open, you know, things like that. But there's plenty of guys around the league where, you know, their talent level also matches their hard work and their, and it just breeds excellence. And you see it out there and on display. And when you talk about the NFL, it's the height of athleticism and power and strength and speed all mixed into one. But when someone can really put that all together on a consistent basis and you see it, it really separates them from a group of those who they do show up and at that elite level, but there's just something different about them. So yeah, you know, those are some of the names that, you know, are from within the division that I've played. I mean, there's plenty of guys across the league too, that it was a great, you know, era when I played, as well.
I want to stay with that because it's strange to have you on the show and know that the quarterback that's playing against the Bears on Sunday is a quarterback you played against when you were on the Bears. And there were, you played a lot of games against Matthew Stafford. I know that it's asking you to go into to the vault and the time machine, but this guy, from what he started as to what he is now, what do you see?
Yeah, Staff is a guy who is dangerous. You know, when he came to the Lions and he had less of a supporting cast than that he has now, he was still dangerous. He was one of those guys where you knew that we needed to put up points on offense because they're never out of it. You know, it was reminiscent of what, you know, is kind of being built here right now. And if there's no pressure on the quarterback, man, he'll pick you apart. And he can make all the throws. He is smart, you know, knows where the blitzes are coming from. He's been, especially now, he's a lot more wise as you continue to play. Obviously, at 37 years old, people probably were counting him out this year. And he has 40-plus touchdowns, over 4,000 yards, you know, passing. And it is something that he's that special that he has. And, you know, this team is not going to come in here and lay down, you know, with Davante Adams and Puka Nacua and the running game that they have with, you know, some young running backs that they do have. So, man, it's he's a special quarterback, and he's one of the guys that, yeah, you definitely are, you know, you have to get pressure on him and not let him take control of the game. Because if you let a guy like that do it, just like he did in Carolina this past weekend, it can be dangerous.
A lot of folks find it hard to believe sometimes how locked in you can be as a player in the moment, not necessarily being aware of the, you know, specifics of what a fan might say to you or what's happening in the stadium around you. But there are those moments where either you're elevated by it because of the volume of the home crowd, or you allow yourself maybe out of the moment just to say within the competition, like, man, this is pretty cool. And it really seems like, you know, those who were there at Soldier Field the other night were all able to take that in to a large extent. Do you remember a moment during your career, like folks talking about Soldier Field, the press box shaking and everything during that game as the tide turned for the Bears? Were there any moments in your career where you had a game at Soldier Field where you just said, man, all right, we really got things cooking, where you had to kind of step back and soak it in?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them. And it is just, you know, playing a decade long in the NFL gives you those moments where you do start to step back. And I did it in normal games where there'd be a TV timeout. You step back at Soldier Field, which was my favorite stadium, just not just because it was home, it's just the historicness of the field and those who played there before me. And then you take in the crowd, you know, especially those early games where the weather was nice. And it's just something special. It's kind of a, you know, people have an outer body experience. It was more like inner body, you know, because I was still locked in and so focused on the game that it's one of those times, like, because, you know, when I'm running the ball, when we're in locked into a game, I don't hear the crowd. I don't hear anything. You know, even when I got the ball, like, it's almost like things are in slow motion and there is no sound except the sound that I can hear of myself running the ball. So it's something special when you can look and take into account something like that. So I don't think I've ever had a moment probably like how Soldier Field was this past Saturday, because that's just a whole different level and a different type of game. You know, we probably got close to that level, and some of those games ended up going the opposite way. when I was playing. But man, the one game that I do remember where the crowd noise was something that was insane, and like the you could like the stadium, it felt like the stadium was rattling, was we played in Seattle one year, and I caught a pass and got down to like the five, and man, the 12s were screaming and yelling. We called the play, could barely hear the play, but got enough out of it from Jay to hear the play, and it was a run play, and man, we called it on like two, but you can't hear anything going, and all I'm looking at is Jay's back, and you know, when the ball moves, I move, and I got my helmet on, and I used to wear a visor, and the visor was vibrating, and I can just remember that moment so vividly that not only it was so loud, my helmet was literally, the visor was shaking, and I was like, this is pretty cool, because I think I scored, and it got really quiet. So I was like, oh man, that's pretty dope. But yeah, it was so loud that time.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate your perspective. Great seeing what's going on with the workhorse stuff on Instagram as well. This is a great time to be a Bears fan favorite and an alum. And I know that you feel it from people that you interact with every day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate, I mean, I just can't, I have an appreciation for what the Bears are doing, how they're handling themselves. Even organizationally, and it's something to admire. Just being there during some of the tough years and tough times, you can really appreciate what they're doing right now, and we support them all the way. You know, I'm gracious enough. I'm gonna be there on Sunday night. And I'm one of the captains, so I'm excited. I'm going to be out there as one of the captains.
Let's go.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Oh,
is that
phenomenal.
Breaking news on the scoreboard?
That is breaking news. Our guy, Matt. I kind of love the idea of like him dapping it up, too, with Matthew Stafford.
Right?
Like
right?
Being like, yeah, remember us? Like, look at us. Look at us now. Like, you're still out here. This is crazy. Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.